We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Duck Insider.
Give it to Verdell. He's got the first down and goal. Duck fans start celebrating.
Oregon is the 2019 Pac-12 champion.
The 2020 Rose Bowl champion.
Another open three. Good!
Duarte dribbles
and slams with the right hand.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Outright
champions. Holy three. Good! Holy ball!
Down Shelly. Three ball.
Good!
Regular season champions. And now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for being with us. As you can imagine, it is a rapidly moving news cycle today. Thanks for joining us. Ducks and Trojans, it's official. Oregon will replace Washington in the Pac-12 championship game. That means it's a 5 o'clock kickoff on Friday. Ducks originally were preparing to take on Colorado at 6 o'clock on Saturday. That's off the books. Forget about that now. Move past it, because now it's Oregon-USC for the conference championship. A 3 o'clock pregame show for us across the Oregon Sports Network, and we'll have a 5 o'clock kickoff on Fox, Ducks, and USC. That's where we are. And as you can imagine, things move fast. Take some of your Facebook comments and questions. Look, at this point, prepare for everybody. And I think that as we go on the air here today, you're going to be experiencing a little bit of game preview, Oregon-USC, kind of the scouting report on USC. And you're actually going to be getting it from me kind of how – I would normally be going through and preparing for a game because, well, we found out at 11:03 this morning that the Ducks were going to be playing the Trojans, and so since then it's been, all right, we got to get ready for this. We're going to prepare. Well, here's, I think, maybe the best way that we could start the show today, and I do this with as much love in my heart as possible. this is how everybody feels right now, and things are spinning a little bit. And so for those of you who are watching the show, you're going to see this. For those of you who are listening to the show, maybe Scott Phillips will narrate for you. But really, I mean, this is how we feel right now.
Joey Mack is now spinning in his chair with his arms up in a I don't really know what's happening gesture. It's quite entertaining if you haven't viewed it on the live stream.
Isn't this just how all of us feel right now? That is how all of us feel. Thanks to Scott Phillips for the narration and the play-by-play. You got a future in play-by-play, my friend. So Washington announcing today that they were unable to go. They were below the 53-man scholarship limit. So the Ducks will play USC for the title Friday at 5 o'clock, 3 p.m. airtime. The rest of the Pac-12 football slate is now a little bit in flux. We don't know what's going to happen with Colorado and who the Buffs are going to be able to play. And I'll tell you, I do feel for Colorado. I really feel for Colorado. That's a crummy situation for everybody. So Clay Helton, the USC head coach, he talked to the media this morning, said that his team was preparing for Washington now, but will prepare for Oregon as the week moves forward. Well, obviously that changed after just a couple hours for Coach Helton, and it changed the schedule for the Ducks today as well. Mario Cristobal, Joe Moorhead, and Andy Avalos, head coach and the two coordinators, were scheduled to meet with the media today right before we went on the air for the show. Instead, with the team's schedule now changing, Oregon is going to practice tonight, and Mario Cristobal will meet with the media at 6 o'clock tonight. Now, we obviously are on the air at 1 o'clock, for those of you who are watching and listening live, so that means we'll have that press conference for you on the show tomorrow. Things moving very quickly. And look, all the different conversations on social media, from Duck fans, Husky fans, everybody, I just want to read something that I hope has both sides be like, all right, you know what, this just sucks all the way around. Because that's how I feel. I really do. Jimmy Lake said that they had zero offensive linemen available to play for Washington. That's Washington head coach. He continued to say, when he was asked if Oregon wins the Pac-12 championship game, Jimmy Lake says, quote, they would be the Pac-12 champion. They're in the championship game. If they win the game, then they should have the Pac-12 championship trophy. That's just a classy move from Jimmy Lake. That's a classy statement from a guy who, look, no head coach wants to have to do this. Jennifer Cohen, the Washington athletic director, said that the worst thing that she had to do was call Rob Mullins and say, hey, we're not going to be able to do this. We're not going to be able to play this game. We all wanted Ducks and Dogs to happen this weekend. Now, I will say it's a good thing that men's basketball was able to beat the Dogs anyway, so more on that coming up in just a moment. We're going to talk with Dana Altman. We also have another rivalry win for Oregon women's basketball this past weekend as they just absolutely clobbered the Beavers in Corvallis. Biggest win for the Ducks over the Beavers on the women's basketball side of things in a decade. With a lot of freshmen, too. More on that coming up. So the Ducks, again, practicing tonight. And Coach will meet with the media this evening to start that preview of Oregon and USC. Everybody, I think, had an idea that this could happen. That's why originally the Oregon-Colorado game was scheduled to be played in L.A., right? Well, now it's going to be Oregon-USC coming up Friday evening. I'll be honest, I haven't gotten a chance to catch up with all of your Facebook's comments and questions, but I'll get there. I swear. Now, here's the other piece to all of this, guys. I mean, Oregon, this is a chance to defend their championship. The Ducks are the reigning Pac-12 championships. Or champions, I should say. They won the championship. So how do you beat USC? Well, the first thing I think you have to do is understand that USC scores a lot of points, and it's going to be, in large part, I think Oregon's defense that has to slow down this team. So a bit of a scouting report on the Trojans as the Ducks now get ready after having a week off. You wonder if Oregon's able to get a little bit healthier now moving forward, right? So the Trojans are 5-0. They're the only undefeated team in the Pac-12 right now. 2-0 at home, 3-0 away from home. And their season started with a really close game against Arizona State. And I'll be honest with you, that game was played on November 7th. It feels like it wasn't 6 weeks ago. It feels like it was 16 weeks ago that they beat Arizona State by 1 point. 28-27 was the final. And I think heading into that game, I remember being like, okay, this is where USC either shows, yeah, they're as good as maybe a top 25 team, or is it Arizona State and Herm Edwards has really got that train rolling? I don't think we really had an answer to either of those questions after week one. Well, then Arizona in Tucson, Arizona, who just dismissed Kevin Sumlin as their head coach. The Trojans won that game by 4 points. 34-30. Well, then it was Utah. And, I mean, Utah just gives people problems. But Utah had been going through their own COVID protocols when they played that game on November 21st. It was in Salt Lake City. A 33-17 win for USC. That was a game, and I'll be honest, where I thought, yeah, Utah maybe isn't quite up to speed after they went through their own problems. But also, it was like, okay, USC went on the road, back-to-back road games, looked pretty good doing it. Then Colorado. It was scheduled for November 28th. No contest. Game didn't get played after the Pac-12, in consultation with USC, determined that the game couldn't be played due to COVID-19 protocols. So there's the kicker here, right? Trojans weren't able to play that game against Colorado. And that's a big reason why now with Colorado and that loss is in second place in the South and USC's in first. All right, so USC was able to get healthy. December 6th, it was a Sunday game, modification to the schedule. Trojans had to figure that out. And they creamed Washington State, 38-13. Then they had to play a really good UCLA team. A team in UCLA that I think ever since Oregon beat them by just 3 points with a backup quarterback has gotten better and better under Chip Kelly. What a ball game on Saturday. And I cannot be the only one that was thinking, ooh, USC and Colorado might both lose this weekend. So what I'm getting at here, after a 43-38 win for USC over UCLA, you talk about playing close games. Trojans have done that, and they've won some close ones. They have a 1-point victory, a 4-point victory, and a 5-point victory. And then a couple convincing wins over a depleted Utah squad and a beaten-up Washington State team. All of that is to say, I feel like this game's going to be decided by like 3 points. Oregon hasn't played its best football. Ducks have not played their best football in really a few weeks. Maybe after getting a week to focus on just themselves with that game against Washington getting canceled. I think it's going to be a different looking Oregon team now moving forward. It's been an odd year. 2020 has been odd. There's no way around that. So now if you're the Ducks, we saw it against Utah last year. When they bring their A game, they're really tough to beat. They're going to be really, really tough to beat. Looking, though, at some of the numbers for this Trojan team, I mean, it all starts, I think, with Keon Slovis. A passer rating of 153.29. He's thrown 4 interceptions this year, but 15 touchdowns and completing over 70% of his passes. Oregon secondary going to have its work cut out for it this week, I think. And then the Ducks, in stopping the run, they were so good against Cal. Really improved in that category. And I think a lot of people, myself included, were like, okay, is that going to continue against Washington? Fortunately, we didn't get a chance to see. But if the Ducks are able to slow down the run, and Oregon secondary can do a nice job against the receivers, slow down Slovis, the Trojans have given up points. There's the other key for you. Oregon had a spectacular offensive performance pretty much in every game this season, apart from that one against Cal. And riding that ship as a team that still leads the conference in pretty much every offensive category. Ducks got to find a way to score some points against this pretty talented USC team. So, here we are. It's Oregon and USC playing for the championship on Friday at 5 o'clock. We'll be televised on Fox. Ducks' practice schedule has completely changed. That means the interview schedule has completely changed. We do still have a coaches show for you, though. You can join us on the Oregon football social media channels. You can watch on the Go Ducks YouTube as well, football Facebook, football YouTube. You can watch the show. We've got Coach Cristobal scheduled to join us, and I'll be talking with a student athlete as well, and we'll go through the schedule and just how the Ducks attack this week. Because it is different. And also for Oregon, you know, you talk about depth and getting healthy throughout the course of a season, right? Well, the Ducks, I think, are going to be a little bit deeper at inside linebacker, too. right? We knew that heading into the Washington game. It sounded like a lot of those pieces were going to be coming back for the Ducks they didn't necessarily have against Cal. Getting healthier, and it's not often the best teams that win at the end of the year. It's the healthiest teams and the deepest teams that win at the end of the year. We got a lot more to talk about, and what a day. I can't get over the fact. I mean, just what a day, right? I mean, we kind of knew that this could happen. The Ducks were thinking about preparing for multiple. As a broadcaster, I was thinking about preparing for multiple games, right? And then now it's like, wham, here we are. Do me a favor. Those of you who asked your Facebook and your YouTube comments and questions, let me get to those. I want to answer all of those when we come back. If you have any thoughts on this Oregon-USC matchup, let me know in the comments. I am going to answer all of those questions. Give me a couple minutes to do that, and we'll talk more Oregon-USC. Keep it here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Joey Mack, welcoming you back to Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union, live inside the Country Financial Studio. And I got to tell you, too, just real quick, a couple comments about this as I was catching up. Man, women's basketball looked really good yesterday. What a performance. I mean, anytime you can do that in any game, it feels a little bit better when it's against a rival like the Beavers. That's an impressive performance. All right, going to catch up on a couple of your Facebook comments and questions. Look, I see all the same reports in the media and that you guys do. The coaching carousel is maddening for people like me, and I think really for everybody. I'm not going to worry about it right now. Meanwhile, Oregon preparing for USC. I saw one comment, too, about getting a lot of pressure on Slovis. You know, that's something this year that has surprised me a bit with the Ducks. You know, Mace Funa, Kayvon Thibodeau, the top two returners in terms of sacks and tackles for loss in the conference, I thought that Oregon would get after the quarterback this year, and they have at times. And I will say, I qualify this by saying I think Kayvon Thibodeau has been a much more complete player, not just as a pass rush guy. I think he's been a much more complete player. He's been really impressive in a lot of facets, but the sacks haven't quite come for the Ducks. So getting to Slovis, I agree. In any game, hitting the quarterback is going to be a a big deal. Jack asking, this 2020 season doesn't seem real. Do we have a bowl game after the USC contest? So there are still Pac-12 bowl games. Pac-12 champion would go to a bowl game as normal, though the Rose Bowl is slated to be one of the College Football Playoff semifinals, so things get a little bit turned around and topsy-turvy, if you will, in terms of who goes where in the different bowl settings. The Alamo Bowl is still scheduled. The Armed Forces Bowl is now partnering with the Pac-12 this season, and the Independence Bowl is partnering with the Pac-12 this season, which, I got to say, I have heard so many great stories from Jerry Allen, Mike Jorgensen, John Lundquist, Terry Johns, the broadcast crew that did that Independence Bowl when, and Scott Phillips, correct me if I'm wrong here on the story, the Ducks actually bought their way into that game in some capacity, right? Like, back in the day, it was like they paid to go because they were like a 500 team. Something like that?
I'm not aware of that situation.
Okay, well, this is a story then. Maybe somebody in the comment section can confirm with me. But I feel like – so I've heard so many things about the Independence Bowl. And so then when it was like, oh, like the Independence Bowl could be a Pac-12 Bowl, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Anyway, and so, yeah, that is the what is – that's what the situation is moving forward. So what happens after this game? Well, just go win it if you're the Ducks, and then you're just going to play in one of the big-time games, right? I think that's – what everybody would love to see. This is interesting. JL says, much rather play USC than UCLA. Why? I'm actually asking, JL. You commented a couple minutes ago, why? Is UCLA just playing that good? I mean, USC just beat UCLA. So I'm curious. Elaborate there for me if you could. Jack says, Joe, your face mask fits a lot better today. The black one kept falling off your nose. That... courtesy of my mom, actually, by the way. Richard has our mannequin, who is always donned in duck gear. Richard actually has a mannequin that was made by my mom. And you're right. This one that I have now, it does fit much better. Thanks for noticing, Jack. And thanks to my mom, if you're watching. Much better seamstress than I will ever be. Can we use our virtual ticket at the USC game? Howard asking. So we had a virtual sellout for the Washington game, which, you know, unfortunately, we're all unhappy about that. What do you mean, Howard? Like, virtual ticket? Are we going to do virtual tickets? I don't know if the conference is going to do that. Because remember, this will be a game that, it, for lack of a better description, is owned by the Pac-12. Like, this won't be a home game for USC. Like, it's going to be a Pac-12 contest. Those of you who were at the very first Pac-12 championship game, which was played at Autzen Stadium, you'll remember it wasn't all of like the Oregon graphics throughout the stadium. It was a Pac-12 game, you know. It's very similar. Honestly, it's still super weird for me. Like when you go to Matthew Knight Arena and it like first round of the women's tournament, right? And it was really weird to see a blue across Matthew Knight Arena and all this NCAA lit up stuff. That's the way this game's going to be. Like, there's not going to be a bunch of Trojan stuff all around, and it's still their stadium, but it's really a neutral game in terms of the presentation throughout the venue. Question from Nick Joey, do you feel like there is no fire in this Duck football team? You know, I've seen a lot of people make that comment. I haven't seen that. I've seen a team that is still learning how to finish games. And Coach Cristobal, okay, I'll say maybe this is the best way to put it. Coach Cristobal would tell you if something was wrong in a certain category. He's one of the most blunt and honest coaches that I've worked with. And Coach Cristobal has never questioned the effort of this team. To me, that translates to the fire of this team. Do they have those veteran leaders that have been through the wars? No. To me, that's, I think, what this team is missing. They're still learning how to win. Because remember, look, this isn't an excuse that the coaches are going to make, but as a broadcaster, I can sit here and tell you this. The Ducks are the youngest team in the country. In terms of percentage of underclassmen, the Ducks have over 73% of their roster is underclassmen. The talent is off the charts with the way that the Ducks have recruited. This isn't a jab at Oregon's current opponent, but now that I'm about to say it, everyone's going to think that it is. There's a lot of five-star talent that doesn't necessarily translate to wins over the course of a long time. It's more than just the recruiting, right? And I think a lot of it for the Ducks has been the experience in learning how to win. You know, these close situations where USC, for example, who has a lot of those five-star talent that has now played a little bit more, those teams are the ones that win. It's like in basketball, you always say the teams in the NCAA tournament that have an experienced guard, those are the teams that win. I think it's very similar in this case for Oregon. You know, it's an experience thing. I don't see the fire question. I don't. Gridiron Duck says blue and white confetti after the win. Pac-12 colors. Yeah. Though, that being said, we've got confetti from when Oregon men's basketball won the Pac-12 tournament. Green and yellow. I brought this home when the Ducks actually won the Pac-12 tournament, by the way, everybody. And then the streamers that are over sitting at our editing computer are actually from when the women's basketball team went to the Final Four. That's from Portland. Can we watch it virtually, Howard asking? I believe, I haven't confirmed this, I'm sorry, I believe that Fox does do an online stream via the Fox Sports infrastructure, so I think that you will be able to watch it virtually. Let's see. I'm catching up. Gridiron Duck says, so it was too close to UCLA, asking about my USC-UCLA question. I mean, I think Oregon would... Anytime you play a team twice, it's always odd. You know, like in basketball, it's like, do you have an advantage if you won the first game or if you lost the first game? Like, it's always this constant thing. Yeah, and William says no real home field advantage for it either. I agree with that because there's no fans. Like, yes, you still have to travel. Yes, you're still staying in a hotel. You're not sleeping in your own bed. But this year, I mean, I'm actually super curious. Maybe somebody has looked at this or seen an article about this. Has the home record this year across all of college football been as slanted toward the home team as like in a normal season, or is it kind of thrown out? I feel like it's probably thrown out. I don't know if the statistics and the numbers back that up, but I will say I also think that it's going to be that way for basketball. I think basketball is, more than any other sport, I think basketball is a home court advantage sport. Like, for example, I've been doing prep for UCLA and prep for Cal and Stanford, who are going to be on Oregon's schedule here coming up the next few weeks. And without fail, you go look at those teams. Like, Cal went 12-5 at home, for example. They went 1-10 away from home. That's a team that finished 10th in the conference, and they still went 12-5 at home. So in basketball, it's always, you know, the home court advantage because of the crowd. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. Judging from the way that Oregon and Washington played up in Seattle this past weekend, yeah, I mean, Oregon was up big, but then it wasn't because the crowd was there that Washington was able to storm back. Ducks are up by as many as 15 in that game. We're going to hear from Dane Altman coming up in a moment, but I don't know. I think you guys are right. There isn't going to be that sort of home field and home court advantage as we're used to. And are the men's Duck basketball team going to schedule another game before next Wednesday from Dave? Dave, what I can tell you is that the schedule is constantly in flux with the men's basketball squad for finding non-conference matchups. They're actively working to find games. Coach Altman said that they want to get at least one more game in before that matchup with UCLA. So, Dave, keep your ears and eyes open. I think that the men's basketball team is actively trying to find more games, as Coach Altman said after the game. So I think that as the schedule continues to stay in flux, we're all hopeful that they're going to be able to add some games. Nick, you're welcome for answering. This is what happens when we get a lot of comments and you guys all go back and forth. I love it, but many times you answer the question before I can answer it, and then I'm like, well, what am I here for? So that's where we are. Who's Colorado playing now? Gridiron Duck asking. Yeah, that's a question that I think that everybody has. And if I'm Colorado's coaching staff, I'm going, so who do we prepare for? No, I totally get it. I totally get it. All right, I think I'm caught up. If I missed anybody, my apologies. Oregon, USC, that's what we know. Ducks are going to practice tonight. Oregon will... then head down to Los Angeles for a Friday night matchup at 5 o'clock on Fox. And look, they can defend their crown. May not have been the way Oregon wanted to earn their way into that game. I mean, everybody who is a competitor would want to beat Washington, well, and it's a rival, to get into that game. But hey, you still got the opportunity in front of you. Find a way to win the game. So the Ducks will practice this week, and we'll hear from Coach Cristobal coming up tonight. More of your comments and questions. I realize now that I haven't gotten over to YouTube frequently as I usually have, and on the Twitterverse as well. So if you have any other questions, let me know. Comment, I'll catch you up. And then we're also going to talk a little hoops today, because two rivalry wins over the weekend for both men's basketball and women's basketball, that's worth celebrating. And maybe, you know, because it's a rival, we like to celebrate it a little bit more. I'm Joey Mack. Thanks for joining us. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Let's talk a little bit of women's basketball when we come back. Hear from Kelly Graves after a, can I say blowout? I think it was a blowout. Yeah, after blowing out the Beavers. We're back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports-watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. Thanks for joining us. Your Oregon Imaging Center's Inside Look. We looked at USC, and we're going to continue to do so over the course of this week. More on your Oregon Imaging Center's Inside Look. Choose quality, choose service, choose Oregon Imaging Centers. The choice is yours. I think I'm caught up on the comments and questions, though I did see, I think this is interesting, talking about the coverage that the Ducks have, especially because USC likes to air it out. You know, that's what Slovis wants to do. Allison said, zone defense has been killing us, leaving receivers wide open. And I love the responses like, oh, man, the coaches are all over that this week. You know, they are, and they've been preparing for this. And look, without the game against Washington, you got to think that Oregon was like, all right, we got to focus on ourselves here. You know, that's what you're going to do when you don't have an opponent to prepare for. And those are some of the things that the Ducks have been working on. Your Cafe Yum 2-Minute Drill, taking a look at Oregon basketball this weekend. And if you're just joining us, Oregon USC, 5 o'clock on Fox, Friday night, Pac-12 Championship, 3 o'clock pregame show. We'll be there all the way with you. Jerry Jorgie in the booth, Terry Johns. I'll be there, not roaming the sidelines. I haven't been on the sidelines this year. It's the Toyota microphone amongst the cardboard cutouts in the stands these days. But we'll be there with you. Oregon 79, Oregon State 59 over this past weekend. Yeah, not a great close to the game, as you'll hear Kelly Graves talk about in a moment. But on your Cafe Yum 2-Minute Drill, it was great to see Sedona Prince get in there for some action. Even though she didn't start, Sedona Prince was able to go, which everybody was happy about that if you're Duck fans. Got a little bit of foul trouble, Prince did, but she had 4 points. 14 minutes, I think, after that ankle injury, it was good to see her back out there. And meanwhile, for men's basketball, they led by as many as 15 with 16 minutes to go in the game. Ended up a little closer than the Ducks would have liked. A 74-71 win over Washington after the Huskies really did come clawing their way back in, excuse the pun. Especially, though, in the second half. I mean, Oregon got outscored 40-33 in the second half. That's not going to make Dana Altman happy. Meanwhile, the Ducks, across the rest of the athletic department, still now preparing for that January, February, and March season that could encompass a lot of different sports. So we're going to have a lot of different sports going on over the course of the week, every week. And over the course of the season. That's your Cafe Yum 2-Minute Drill, serving Northwest-inspired catering and takeout for your next gathering or meeting. Menus, cafeyum.com. I should mention as well, with the game on Friday for football, that means we won't have a Duck Insider on Friday. We'll all be getting ready for football. So our final Duck Insider, actually, before our holiday break, will be on Thursday. Jerry and Jorgie will join me. We're working on scheduling Rob Mullins for some time, obviously the Oregon Athletic Director. Pretty busy these days, but we're working on getting a scheduled time with Oregon Athletic Director Rob Mullins as well so that we can kind of get his end-of-the-year summation on what has been a difficult year for everybody. There's no doubt about that. Going to hear from Kelly Graves here coming up and also Dane Altman. Let's get a quick timeout, come back. Kelly Graves, and then I want to answer a few more of your Facebook comments and questions as well. So quick timeout, Stuck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I don't want to get too far behind, so we're going to hear from Kelly Graves after this inside the Country Financial Studio. Keep it here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
All it takes is one drop to make a wave. One beat to inspire a track. One spark to get creativity flowing. With every drop, Life Water refreshes your mind and restores your body. Purified water, pH balanced with electrolytes for taste. Designed with original works of art on every bottle. Let us be your source of inspiration. Life Water, the feel-good water.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Whoa, long time no see.
It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet.
Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Oregon football getting ready to take on USC in the Pac-12 championship. Game will be played in the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. 5 o'clock kickoff on Friday. 3 o'clock pregame for us across the Oregon Sports Network will be televised on Fox. And your Women in Flight update of the week is all about beating the Beavers. Kelly Graves talking about Oregon women's basketball 79-59 win. You know, I thought about going through and giving you like the full box score recap, but Oregon was up by as many as 21 points at halftime, and they led by as many as 29. Ended up winning 79-59, but as you hear Coach Graves talk about, he wanted them to finish the game a little bit stronger. Our Women in Flight update of the week, always brought to you by the Duck Store, proud supporter of Women in Flight. Kelly Graves talking with the media after beating the Beavs.
Have a little chat with you. You got to be pretty happy overall with the way your team played. You took it to them pretty early and left no doubt about it.
Yeah, we kind of putzed our way to the finish line, but I was really proud of the first 2.5 quarters, especially. That first half, we came out defensively, offensively, on the boards. We did a lot of really, really good things, and it helps when we make 50% of our three shots. I thought that really set the tone early, and this was a good victory. The Beavers don't lose like this very often here at home.
Yeah, Kelly, I thought just an outstanding game. I really was impressed with the defensive performance. I think your bigs, you know, you asked them to defend the three-point line and to be stronger and a little bit more stiffer in the paint. And I think they took Taylor Jones right out of her game, and you really, really, really kept them from getting any kind of momentum on the three-point line. Not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, well, I thought the two inside kids actually had the best games among most of their players. But what we really wanted to do was take away the three game. And they just made three tonight. And when you can hold these guys to three, you're doing your job. We just played them straight up on the interior. We didn't help. We didn't double down. We just made them make twos over extended arms. And you take away kind of two mistakes that we made, mental errors, and Goodman got free on both of them for three-point shots in the first half. But we rectified that. So, yeah, Bev, you're exactly right. I thought defensively we were really on point tonight. Our kids did a heck of a job.
Speaking of the three ball, Coach, that first quarter, Taylor Mike still on fire, 4 three-pointers. And I'll tell you what, during the game, I got a couple texts from some friends about Tahina Pow Pow. They're like, holy cow, that kid is good. Both those players had great games.
They did. Yeah, they did. I thought Tahina really controlled certainly that first half. From the point, just did such a tremendous job. And the nice thing is we have a good bench that can come in and give her some rest. You know, we don't drop off a lot, but boy, she was on tonight. Her and Mike Sell had great synergy. They both shot it well. And that's how we separated. And then just kind of, like I said, yeah, I wish we would have finished a little bit better. That's an area we've got to get better. You know, the real great teams take a 20-point lead and they move it to 30. And then hopefully move it even more. But we didn't. We just played them even in that second half.
Coach, you have to be really pleased with the way that first half in particular went, the way you built that lead. Did it feel like there was maybe a turning point offensively in particular? It seemed like when Taylor got going and Dehina hit a couple tough jumpers.
Yeah, I thought that the three ball really kind of set everything up for that half. You know, came down and they were scoring, you know, as well. But just twos, you know, and threes are going to beat twos. And I just thought that was great. And when they tried to go man, I thought our kids executed. They went a little bit small, and we jammed it in on two straight occasions and got baskets around the rim. I think we showed a little bit of our versatility. We were able to do a little bit inside when we wanted to, and then obviously shot it well. I kept saying this is one of the best shooting, if not the best shooting team I've ever had. We had showed it. But we showed it, I think, tonight. We saw a little bit of why I'm so excited about that. And Bowley didn't even have one of her normal nights.
Kelly, good to chat with you as always.
Thank you, Bear.
The type of shooting team you've got, but you have 4 players coming into tonight in double figures, and Tahina, who's your leading scorer tonight, wasn't even one of them. I'm wondering whether this is the deepest offensive team you have ever had, and what the practical effects on that are as you figure out how you're going to deploy everybody.
Well, sure, luxury, you know, and we have a lot of different ways we can get different people shots when they're feeling it, when they're having those kind of nights, you know, both inside and outside. So, yeah, I just think we have a pretty well-rounded team all together. And, you know, inside people, Niara didn't practice much this week under the weather. And, and Sedona had yet to go through a practice. And I thought they both did a really nice job tonight. I honestly, on the drive up here, I didn't know if we were going to get either or both of them. So, just one of them. And so I was really proud of their effort. And they get fully healthy, you know, again, that add that to the arsenal. We didn't do a lot inside tonight.
Kelly, it certainly seemed like your most all-around performance, not just shooting, not just rebounding, not, you know, literally everything about it, even just the pace of play and ball movement. Did you think this was the best this team has looked this season and something that, that fans would be looking forward to for the rest of the way, that this is really the identity of this team?
I sure hope so, James. You know, in sports, it's day-to-day, man. But I thought that first half we were really good. And even in, you know, a good portion of that third quarter, really good. I mean, 25 assists, 7 turnovers. And now I know Oregon State, they don't run the kind of defense that turns you over a lot. But still, 7. I thought that was fantastic. We don't see very many zones. And, we were expecting a lot of zone tonight. We saw it. I thought we did a much better job against their zone than we did against their man. So, a really good, well-round, all-around effort. So I'm proud of them, James, proud of them.
Kelly, along those lines, obviously, Pau Pau and Mike Sell had the points, but Chavez had 6 assists, played some good defense, and that looked like Jazz was finally comfortable again. Can you kind of speak to the depth of your backcourt there tonight?
Yeah, we relied on our returners. You know, they played a good. Taylor Chavez is a great fit, I think, for that starting unit because she can be a defensive stopper, and you probably saw a few times once Goodman gave it up, we had her deny it back, and they struggle with anybody else sometimes running that point guard spot. So I thought that hurt them a little bit. I thought Taylor and Jazz gave us a huge lift, and if you can have that from them each and every night. That's what we need from them. You know, they're our veterans. They're our returners. They're the ones that have to set the tone. So, listen, you guys, I'm really pleased. My first couple years here, we had some ugly, ugly outcomes up here. And this was sweet. It truly was. My staff did an awesome job, you guys, in preparing. Mark Campbell, you know, this was his scout. He nailed it. I thought he did an awesome job. And plus, he spent some time talking to the team about this rivalry. You know, he drew it from both sides, and I thought we were ready mentally as well as we were physically.
That's a big part of it, the mental game, as Kelly Graves talked to the media after that blowout win over the Beavers. And I think you could just hear it. He talked about it there. I mean, that feels good, doesn't it? That feels really good. The Ducks with a huge win. And up next, another big rivalry win on the hardwood. And we'll talk a little more Oregon football and USC coming up Friday at 4 o'clock. But I do want to let you listen in to Dane Altman and some of his postgame comments after the Ducks held on against the Huskies. We'll talk about that next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of 7. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, inside the Country Financial Studio. John says, does Coach like the name Jazz and the Four Freshmen? It does sound like a band, doesn't it? It really does sound like a band. Jerry asking, if the Ducks win the Pac-12 title, which bowl would they be looking at? Most likely a Fiesta Bowl, with the Rose Bowl being a site for the semifinal game. It would potentially be the Fiesta Bowl that the Pac-12 champion would end up in. Also, Mitchell Lee, our producer back in the OSN studio on the radio side, found this from Jamie Eisner, who said that he took a look at the home favorites and how they fared this season. So get this, 62.8% of home favorites have won in 2020 compared to last season, 63.6%. So there actually isn't that much of a difference with the no fans in stadiums. Now, that being said, over the last few years, that is a significant drop-off, because in 2018, over 70% of home favorites won, and in 2017, 73% of home favorites won their football games. In 2016, it was just over 67%. So it's a big major drop, actually, in 19 and 20. So maybe 19 was just a parity-ridden year, and then 20, it's a little more added parity because you don't have the same number of fans. Thought that was interesting. Thanks to Mitchell Lee for finding that, doing a little bit of digging for us. Oregon men's basketball, a 74-71 win over Washington. Infali Dante played well, 12 points, 10 rebounds in 20 minutes. Thought that he gave the Ducks those hard 20 minutes that Coach Altman's been looking for. But when you lead by as many as 15, and then you need a big three from Eric Williams toward the end of the game to hang on and win, makes you a little nervous. And Coach Altman was a little frustrated with the way the Ducks finished the game. Still, though, a road win in the Pac-12 is a road win in the Pac-12. Ducks were able to escape Seattle a bit. We talked with Coach Altman postgame.
Well, we had a chance to get some separation in the start of the second half, and we just gave up a lot of easy baskets and start exchanging baskets. And that's not the way we've ever played. We get in trouble when we start exchanging baskets like that. And, you know, they scored 40 points the second half, you know, shot the ball well, and you know, just bad, you know, turnovers on our part. So we're fortunate. We've got a lot to learn. And but our turnovers the second half, our defensive intensity, just I think they scored first four or five times to start second half, and we were kind of giddy because we were scoring, you know, we didn't, but especially on the road, you just can't do that. That has spelled trouble for us, you know, the 10 years I've been here and the 40 years I've been doing it. You know, we're not made that way. We don't want to exchange baskets.
Coach, how about Infali Dante? He comes off a performance at Matthew Knight Arena where he goes 10 for 10 from the floor and then gets you a double-double. I know you mentioned you wanted 20 hard minutes from Infali Dante. I thought he gave you those 20 hard minutes here tonight.
No, I thought he did. I thought he played good. You know, I don't have any complaints about his performance. They went small a lot on us. Roberts got in foul trouble the first half, and so they went small a bunch. We wanted to match up Dante when he was in the game, and so, you know, that's what we tried to do. But I thought he gave us good minutes, got a big rebound there late on the three, and I'm very pleased with his minutes.
You know, lastly, for me, Coach, Eugene Omorui playing with some foul trouble. That had to affect your rotation a little bit with Eugene in a little bit of foul trouble, yet he still got you 14 points and 8 for 8 at the free throw line.
He didn't play well. He defensively wasn't sharp, didn't rebound, and, you know, some bad turnovers. So, no, I didn't think he played well. And, you know, I expect a lot from him. You know, he's worked so hard, and I talk about, you know, him being our consistent guy and our leader. But I just don't think he played well, and he feels that way. You know, I asked him, you know, what do you think? And, you know, he knows that he's got to play better for us to be better. And so foul trouble was part of it, but, you know, he had that head down because he was missing some shots and going too fast. And, you know, he's he's just a better player than that. And, you know, I don't want him to waste any games. He's a senior, and he came here, and he went through those surgeries. I just don't want him to waste any games.
This is the second straight game that you guys have not shot well from the three-point line. When are you concerned that this is more than just a trend and this is something that you guys might be struggling with?
Well, you know, we haven't been happy with our three-point shooting. You know, guys aren't getting ready to shoot it. We're not making the right plays for guys. You know, I'm very disappointed in our perimeter play there. You know, we got the ball inside and guys didn't move. Guys weren't ready to shoot it. So disappointed in our execution there with guys getting ready to shoot. But I am concerned. We're going to have to get in the gym, and we've got good three-point shooters. I'm not saying great, but we've got good ones, and they're going to have to put some time in. It's great time now. Finals are done. There's no excuse not to be in the gym. I can't force them any more than, but they got to get in there and on their own and get some shots up and get ready to shoot the ball. And we've got to get more comfortable making shots for each other. You know, we're not doing a good job of making shots. I thought we took a step against Florida A&M, but tonight we did a really poor job of getting ready to make shots for guys and guys getting ready to shoot it.
Eric Williams, another good performance from him. Will you just make up his impact on both ends with his steals, rebounding, that big shot late in the game?
Yeah, he did hit a big three. We were really struggling there and had some bad turnovers and got the ball in the middle, and he was ready to shoot that one in the corner and knock down a big three. No, he did some good things. You know, the steals were big. You know, I thought he could have played with a little more energy sometimes on the offensive end in the middle and been a little bit more aggressive. But all in all, I thought it was a solid game for him.
Dan, if you're not going to be making threes against the zone, you mentioned you go to the inside, and you guys were really effective in the paint. Basically, it was either the paint or the foul line was all your scoring. Your thoughts on just how you guys did and being able to capitalize on the inside, because the outside was so off, the inside was clearly.
Yeah, James, and I'm not sure. We ended up with 42 in the paint, but I think we had probably close to 30 in the first half. You know, I didn't think we did nearly as good a job in the second half, and I don't have the halftime stats in front of me. We had 26 in the first half, and so I guess we only had 16, you know, in the second half. And I thought we didn't handle it as well in there, James. I thought we had more turnovers in there, and I thought we did a great job in the first half, because you're right, we weren't hitting any jumpers. But we got that ball in the middle and made some plays and weren't quite as sharp. 26 the first half and only 16. And again, had some really bad turnovers in there, I thought.
Yeah, Coach, even though the three-point shooting was bad, ironically, Duarte's at the end of the half and Eric's maybe one of the last from the field you made, maybe next to last. Are those two guys right now? I know everybody can hit threes. But are those the two guys that they seem to have the most confidence right now on the threes?
Without a doubt, Jerry. You know, those two, you know, were looking for threes and trying to knock them down. You know, LJ, I want him shooting threes. He's done a good job in practice. Now, he didn't shoot it well tonight, but he hasn't taken many in games this year. And I've been telling him I want him to get more aggressive from the three-point line. So, again, it's, you know, a number of guys I think are capable of shooting them, but we're going to really have to get used to making plays for each other. Our timing's got to get better. Delivering the ball's got to get better. You know, we're just going to have to do a lot better job.
Dan Altman, Oregon men's basketball head coach, with some comments after Oregon's win over Washington. You can hear just in his voice, like, we can be better. But this team's got a lot of potential, even playing without Will Richardson still right now. Oregon's next game officially on the schedule is the 23rd against UCLA, but as we talked about earlier, a couple questions about it. Wouldn't surprise me if Oregon is able to find another couple non-conference games. The Ducks, as Coach Altman mentioned later on in his press conference, has some of the greatest hits for you, if you will, that the Ducks are going to look to find another game, figure out a way to get back on the floor, and that's the way to get better, right? Improve. We got through it, everybody. Oregon, USC. Friday, 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock pregame show. Ducks and Trojans. Let's do it. Oregon can defend its title. We'll see you tomorrow on the show.
Okay, men. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.